After weeks of negotiations, the White House and Republicans have agreed in principle to raise the debt limit. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made the deal days before the US was projected to default on its debt. The agreement increases the amount that the government can borrow. It also cuts federal spending. The Treasury had warned the government could run out of money to pay its bills if Congress didn't act by June 5th.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people. It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill. We still have more work to do tonight to finish all the writing of it.
Let's go live now to Washington, D.C. Al Jazeera's Paddy Culhane is there. Of course, Paddy, agreeing to raise the debt limit is one thing. Getting it through Congress is another entirely.
Getting anything through Congress these days is entirely questionable, really. And they really are running up against the deadline, as you mentioned, June 5th. Just to put it in perspective, so the U.S. Congress has passed the bills that say spend this money. But then when they get to the point where they don't have any more money to spend, they have to raise the debt ceiling. If not, they say that they'll go over the fiscal cliff. Economists say that would be absolutely catastrophic, not just for the U.S. economy, but also the global economy. So now they say they've reached a deal in principle, and we know that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden are going to speak in a couple of hours just to make sure they can finalize the language. Then what's going to happen is the House gets 3 days to read it. So that takes the vote to Wednesday. We're already hearing members from the far right of the party say they are going to do everything they can to tank the deal. So that means they're going to have a lot of Democrats get on board, but the progressives are really not happy with this because it puts more work requirements on things like food stamps that provides food for the poorest Americans. So the far right and far left are already voicing really big concerns about that. The focus is going to be on those moderates, the people in the center, if there are enough of them to get it through the House. Then it goes to the Senate, and we're hearing from both parties, again, on the fringes, but that they don't like this deal, that they are not going to vote for it, and they're going to have to get 60 votes. So if they lose Democrats, even a handful, they're going to need more than a dozen Republicans. And all of this, again, is coming up against a deadline. They have 9 days to get it done. Nothing moves through Congress fast at all, and 9 days for something this important, it's going to be a tense few days, that's for sure.
Al Jazeera's Paddy Culhane, live in Washington. Many thanks, Paddy.